Over the holiday weekend, Congressman John Lewis, considered an icon in the modern civil rights movement, called President-elect Donald Trump an illegitimate president. Trump countered via Twitter, calling Lewis all talk and no action. Lewis and several other Democratic leaders have vowed to skip Friday's inauguration ceremony. Local Congressman and Republican Chris Collins expressed his disappointment.
You know, it's a peaceful transfer of power. That's what a democracy does. That's what makes the United States unique, and that's what we should be celebrating. I know I went to Obama's inauguration. I certainly didn't vote for him and didn't like his policies, but that doesn't mean you can't respect the office of the president.
Democrats are quick to defend Lewis following Trump's tweet. State Senator Tim Kennedy on Monday said the president-elect's words were offensive not just toward Lewis, but toward all Americans.
It is degrading. And it hurts all of us. And at a time in our nation's history, as this transfer of power takes place, the president-elect of the United States should know better.
In an interview with television's Fox Business Channel Monday, Collins suggested Lewis is acting like, in his words, a spoiled child. He told WBFO Lewis and other Democrats simply have not gotten over November's results.
We want to move on, but I will say when the Democrats, you know, throw their little temper tantrums. We do, of course, remind them Donald Trump won, and he won big, and Hillary lost.
Collins insists that reminding Democrats of the election result is not gloating, but rather a reaction to their complaining. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.